Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Aviles shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with Father Raju Thattankara, who is the Vicar for Priests for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. Good morning, Father Raju. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm good, doing good. Thank you. How are you doing, Jesse?
Doing well. Thanking you for, again, taking time for substituting for Bishop Mario Alberto Aviles, who cannot be with us this morning, but we appreciate you stepping in and offering your Lenten reflection and, of course, the gospel for this fourth week of Lent. If you would now proclaim that for us, Father.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means send. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there, washed, and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" There was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. question him. So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin. Now are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It is a story that all of us relate to, Father, in terms of remembering the blind man and all the challenges that he faced once he regained his sight through Jesus, and all the things that the Pharisees also threw toward Jesus as well. So many challenges that he faced, but Jesus, again, is triumphant in his words and his actions. Share with us your reflection on that now, Father.
Jesse, today we meet a man blind from birth.
Mm-hmm.
He had never seen a sunrise, never seen the face of his mother. The greatest wish, I think, of a mother is her baby with both eyes look at her.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not happening in this case. More to it, never seen his own reflection. Darkness was the only world he knew. And people did what people often do. They blamed him. They asked that question, "Who sinned?" But Jesus does not look at him with blame. What a great consolation, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at him with compassion. "I am the light of the world." Remember Jesus has said?
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus does something very strange. He makes clay, places it on the man's eyes, and tells him, "Go wash." The man could have refused. He could have doubted. But in trust, he goes. He washes. And he comes back able to see. What a beautiful miracle. Sometimes we all walk in blindness. not of the eyes, but of the heart. We can be blind to God's love, blind to our blessings, blind to the needs of others, even blind to our own sins. But the beautiful part of this gospel is this. When the world throws the man out, Jesus comes looking for him. When he is rejected, Jesus finds him. That is our God. When others push you away, when life feels dark, when you feel misunderstood, Jesus comes searching for you. The man makes a simple, powerful profession of faith. I do believe, Lord. And he worships him. So this Lent, let's ask the Lord to touch our eyes. Let him remove whatever keeps us from seeing clearly. Pride, fear, resentment, doubt. And may we walk in his light. Not only seeing better, but believing deeper. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful words, Father, a beautiful reflection. And as you were saying that, in my mind, I thought of course, the idea of darkness, being in darkness and being blind to certain things and certain people. But also, at this point, here we are, the fourth week of Lent, and maybe people have fallen off track. Maybe people have not held on to their Lenten promises. Maybe they've promised that they would do certain things which they maybe haven't done, but it's never too late. Even if we've fallen into that darkness of maybe forgetting what we wanted to do, or maybe we just got too busy, maybe we thought, well, I ended up doing this and doing that and falling off track, Jesus calls us back in love. He welcomes us despite the fact that we sometimes fail in pursuit of our goal. But that light that you speak of and being drawn out of the darkness and being able to see clearly, such a beautiful opportunity to refocus on what we've maybe promised to do for Lent and get back on track, so to speak. Even on this fourth week of Lent, we could still leave the past behind and allow Jesus to make us see the things that really do matter.
That's correct, Jesse. As often I say, our life is short. In this short life that is given to us, make it sweet. Do the right thing.
Right.
Try your best. Get up from your mistakes. Being able to see Christ clearly with your heart, that is the journey we all are called to do. Don't get drowned in your sins. Blindness can kill you. Don't be spiritually blind.
That's beautiful. And I think with that too, I think a lot of times we tend to, because of, I guess, just we are surrounded with so many things that distract us, we tend to focus on the wrong things. And sometimes the most beautiful thing can be in front of us, and we focus on maybe the edge of it or the corner of it or just a very small portion of what the larger picture is. And Jesus calls us to be able to open up our eyes in more ways than one. And I love what you said too about maybe are we blind to people in our lives who maybe need help? Maybe it's a neighbor or a family member who just maybe a kind word or just thinking of them and saying, I just wanted to call, see if you're okay, or bring them a meal or something that would totally change the way that interaction continues. But you offer that love and you offer that opportunity to open their eyes in the process as well. And everyone becomes a whole lot more focused on what Jesus is calling us to do through the season of Lent, something that is a challenge for a lot of people, but still one that we're all called to be a part of.
That's correct, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. And of course, we are also presenting the opportunity for you to hear Bishop Mario and his Lenten reflections. They are called At the Foot of the Cross. He's been offering one every week, and we will feature his interview with Sister Caritas, who is the Director of Youth Ministry, and will tell us more about how our young people are vital in not only our diocese, but for the future of the church. We will hear that as Our Shepherd's View continues. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the Most Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, the Vicar for Priests in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, who also serves as the pastor of St. Peter the Apostle Church. In this segment, we will hear from our bishop, the Most Reverend Bishop Mario Alberto Aviles, as he shares his Lenten reflection on this Sunday's Gospel with Sister Caritas, who is the Director of Youth Ministry for the diocese.
Hello and welcome. When we are trying to help you to live this Lenten season, in a way that you can respond to the call of the Lord of holiness, your call to holiness, and in this journey of Lent and on our journey towards heaven. And today is with me Sister Caritas, that you all know, very well known in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, that is helping us also to reflect with you together on this fourth week of Lent. And we have as our base of our reflection the Gospel of this Sunday that brings us the story of this blind man, blind from birth, that is healed by the Lord. And then he goes and takes this message, and then he's judged, by the Jewish people because he was considered a sinner when, according to the tradition, if you had any type of disability or anything, it was because of a sin that you have committed. That was the understanding. And the Lord comes and transforms all of that, saying, no, it doesn't have to do anything with the sin. So this is our point of reflection and this initial conversation of the Lord with the blind man, and also when the blind man goes back with his sight recover and his question, who healed you, and then he mentions the Lord and all that. So sister, what can you tell us on your reflection about this?
It's such a beautiful gospel, and when we think about just how the Lord really moves in our lives, like that he meets us in our blindness, and for me in a particular way, like he's meeting me in my own blindness in ways that I can't minister to myself, that he sees the areas in my own self that need healing, and that he meets me there. He doesn't spit into mud per se, but he gives me the Eucharist, he gives me his precious blood to help cleanse my soul and to cleanse perhaps the blindness of my own faults, my own pride or my impatience or my lack of charity or even just my lack of thanksgiving, that he really enters into my life with me and gives me himself to help heal those places. And I think Lent is such a beautiful time of healing. I know for myself, one of the things I like to do is just look within of the places that are not in unity with God, that are in a sense, they're in discord. And Jesus is this he gives this invitation to heal those places, to bring me closer to him. And it's such a gift to be able to walk with him in that journey.
Yes, definitely. We all have different types of blindness in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when we feel, overcome by the struggles and the difficulties in life, we sometimes can feel that we're blind, that we don't know where to go or how to get, through these difficult times. And we have to remember that the grace of the Lord and through the sacraments and can really heal us and help us to truly see, not just a temporary sight, but recover from our blindness. And the Lenten season, as you mentioned, help us big time to be able to see this. First, to discover what are the things that we need to change or what it's our blindness. And then allow the Lord to come and transform and change, because it's possible. The questioning, of this man, it was, you are a sinner, and you were blind from birth. How can this be possible that now you recover your sight? Sometimes we can feel like this, being questioned by people, how come you want to be good if you have always been bad? How come now you want to go to confession or to come to church if you have always been a bad person? So we need to remember this gospel, You know, and the man says, you know, when he's questioned, he said, I don't know if I was a sinner or he's a sinner or where he's from. Or the what I know is that I was blind and now I can see. Right? Just like the hymn, you know, and this is beautiful. And the Lenten season gives us that. We know that with Lent, also the invitation of conversion comes, and, you know, it's an invitation to go through the throne of mercy, which is the confessional, and ask the Lord for forgiveness by, you know, repenting and confessing our sins, that we can be washed clean through the sacrament. And, you know, we walk into the confessional sinners, and we walk out clean completely. So, sister, can you tell us and invite us, you know, to our audience of this fourth week of Lent to really reconcile ourselves with the Lord through the sacrament of confession?
Yeah, I think just as you shared about that the blind man was like, I don't know who's at fault, but I know that Jesus healed me. And that's the reality of each person as we go to confession. Yeah, we're sinners. And some of us haven't been to confession in years. Others of us might have sins that feel so burdensome. Like, how could we even be healed of that? But at the end, Jesus is the one who forgives and heals. And everyone is invited, regardless of what their sins were, their past sins, or even how long it's been, that Jesus really wants to heal us of that, the sin that weighs us down, and it would give us forgiveness. And something else too that I just really love about confession is we get forgiveness, but then he gives us, not only does he forgive our sins, but he's like, let me help you. Let me give you extra grace so that the next time you're tempted to be impatient, I'm going to help you get over that impatience. I'm going to give you my patience. And so I love that not only does he forgive our sins, but then he gives us extra. He heals us to be better, to strive harder. And really that encounter with Jesus is so profound in the sacrament of confession. Yeah, it's hard to go. Like, even for myself, I still get nervous going to confession. But I know that when I walk out of there, I don't walk out thinking I'm forgiven. I walk out with, yes, I'm forgiven, but I walk out with, I encountered the mercy of Jesus. And that's just such a gift. And also just grateful for all the priests too, that, I mean, that they meet us in that mercy, in that confession, and they treat us with such kindness. It's just so beautiful. And yeah, I'm very grateful for the sacrament of confession. And I pray and hope that everyone makes a good confession during this Lent time. And then continue even into Easter to continue to make good confessions.
Yeah, that will be the invitation and the encouragement, you know, to all of the people to make the time and to take courage, because like you mentioned, it's not easy. It's difficult to say, I'm going to go to confession. And we understand it's hard, but, you know, the Lord is there. And as I said, it's the throne of mercy. You know, when the Lord is there just waiting. And remember, you know, confession is like the Lord turning the page over and starting from the beginning. And you will feel, you know, the power of grace transforming your life. And literally, you feel like something is taken out of your back. Really, you know, it's, you can't explain until you experience it. So that will be the invitation and the challenge. Go to confession, go to your parishes, go to your parish priest and ask for the sacrament of confession. You will experience, just like the blind man of the gospel, you know, I was blind and now I can see, but the true sight of the transforming power of the sacrament of confession at the grace of God.
Yeah, it's such a gift. I remember when I was in high school, I had just had an encounter with the Lord, and I knew I needed to make a good confession, but I was so nervous. Like, I think it was at a retreat, and it took like all day just to get to confession. And I was like shaking, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really tough, because I just had a lot to confess. And I just remember, I don't exactly know who it was, but that the priest was so merciful, and I felt incredibly loved as I left. And I just encourage anyone who feels like, I don't know if I can go, or I feel ashamed, to just really make a good confession. Jesus is inviting. You know, he stands at the door and knocks, and he doesn't stop knocking. It's such a freeing moment to encounter that mercy of Jesus.
That's very true, sister. Thank you very much. And thank you for you to listen to us. And remember, we are walking with you in this journey towards the great celebration of Easter and also our journey towards heaven. Thank you, sister. God bless.
God bless.
To watch the videos of Bishop Mario's Lenten reflections at the foot of the cross, go to diocesecc.org/Lent. We thank him and Sister Caritas for their words and insights. And Father Raju, if you would now close our program with a prayer and a blessing.
God, our loving Father, we stand before your presence. You know everything about us. Still, you chose us. We thank you for all the blessings we receive every day of our lives. Continue to walk with us, Lord, so that we can better our lives, become holier, and cherish eternal happiness when our time comes. We make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.